Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I can't imagine that.
I'll have my producers check that one too.
Check, 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 check.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex.
I wanna get physical.
Cliff and Kendall.
Get into physical. Let me hear your body talk.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
Oh, Kendall, we're talking about reducing drama in your everyday life.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
All I've been thinking about is how to reduce drama in my daily life for the last 4 months.
Okay.
So we're going to find out how to do that.
All right.
Mr. Steinbottom. He thought drama is just way too rampant around here.
Okay.
And he decided we should do a show about it.
All right.
Aren't you happy?
I do. What about my demeanor is making you think I'm not happy?
Well, Cliff, I've been saying for the past 3 months, every time you talk like that, you don't seem happy.
I feel as though you're interrogating me, and you're screaming in my face, "Are you happy? Tell me how happy you are! Be happy!" And I just can't take
Cliff,
it.
Cliff, please, no more drama.
Oh, my God.
No more drama.
No more drama.
Yes, more comedy.
Sure, we're going to have fun. We're going to add fun to your life. But, you know, you're just going about it all wrong. You're overbearing. You're making the listeners feel, I just feel the anxiety that they feel. They're like, but what about, can I live up to this ideal that Kendall is setting forth with this incredibly overly exuberant attitude?
Cliff, but I believe in them, and I believe in you.
Okay.
We're all gonna live up to this.
All right. Well, speaking of Mr. Snodbottom, he is not even here to fall asleep this week.
He'll be snoring somewhere else.
He's probably snoring.
He
right
is probably
there.
Snoring.
He's with Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, and Charles has driven them. They went to celebrate their anniversary, first anniversary of the time that they kissed under the moonlight was today.
Such a weird anniversary.
It's, I don't know.
Luckily he's not here to look at you weird when you do that.
Just one of those things that people do.
Oh, God.
All right, but they're gone. They're at the Mount Fjord Valley Cave. It's supposed to be like a beautiful romantic walk, and that's what old people do.
I always wanted to see what the cave looked like, but I didn't want to go there sadly.
Alone?
Walk around alone in a romantic place.
When there's so many other romantic couples walking around the cave.
Sucking face.
This is a big suck face. And
it's a suck fest.
It's a suck fest. It's what critics have been saying about our show. For 7 years.
They were wrong. They're wrong.
And this is Cliff and Kendall. It's an internet talk show. You could be listening online. You could be
so
listening in your ear. You could be listening
in your heart.
Just through your heart.
Probably most, that's my favorite way to listen.
A lot of listeners don't even hit play. They just listen just strictly through their heart. And they just, when they feel in their heart that they've heard the show, they stop thinking about it.
Don't pause this in your heart.
Look, Kendall, if you're talking, what is the show about? Drama.
We're talking about drama, Cliff.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I want you to think about one thing when it comes to drama. I want you to recognize...
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to get Austin in here because, you know what, I'm so fed up. We have that bald patch of land out behind the studio. It reminds me too much of my bald patch of head.
I knew that was coming.
Whenever I see it. And we've wanted to grow stuff on it. And I just...
Cliff, I thought we said we couldn't grow that stuff here.
No, Austin wanted to grow that, and I said that it's out of the question.
Out of the question, we don't do that.
Out of the question, whatever it was he wanted. But anyway, I want to get him to hoe it and get it ready for some seed.
Okay.
Okay?
Austin,
get in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Go behind the studio. That bald patch of land looks like Kendall's head from above.
It does not look like my head.
And I want you to take the hoer. What do you call that, Kendall?
The hoe?
The hoe. Take a hoe.
Take that hoer.
Take a hoe back behind the studio, and I want you to just dig in the land, just do the holes for the seeds, and we'll decide what seeds you're going to put in later, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Why me?
Well, now Austin's in the back with a hoe.
All right.
I want you to recognize,
sure,
when you are thinking about drama and thinking drama's happening in your life, I want you to recognize, could it be me?
Don't you think, Kendall, that I mean, time was. We lived drama-free lives.
When was that?
I don't remember drama as a child, as a teen.
Oh, like as a young child.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I don't. Well, life was so wonderful back then, drama-free.
The worst thing about this all is just the phrase drama. That's horrible. A drama is a play. A drama is Days of Our Lives every day on NBC. It's something like that.
We're more like a Seinfeld.
It's not, because this is definitely about nothing. If you want to binge listen to hundreds of hours of nothing, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. And there's links over there to hundreds of hours of our show, which truly nothing. It's like falling into an abyss if you do that, which I think is great.
I love falling into abysses.
I think that sounds like a great idea. I love the idea of listeners going out there and binge listening to the show. Because I think that's going
to
add some
more fun.
That's
what I do while I binge eat. I binge listen to the show.
I love to do it. That's going to add some more fun to your life. You know what else? How about you listen to our show like no one's watching? I think that... whenever I see someone listening on the street, you know, they have those montages of movies when they listen to the radio and somebody's got their headphones in at a bus stop and they just bust out laughing. I know in my heart, they're listening to us.
Well, listen like nobody's watching, and because we do the show like nobody's listening.
Exactly. That's the only way we can do the show.
It's the only way we can. Cliff, don't feed into other people's drama. Mm-mm-mm. You know, because all the time, people are like just pushing it towards you, and you don't want to just feed into it and become the same way. You want to move on and find ways to be more positive.
If someone actually uses the phrase drama around you, just cut them out of your life. Completely. Cut them out. Kendall, I want you, if you're feeling too dramatic in your old life, Kendall,
I'm dramatic.
I want you to just cut loose and do something stupid. Can you do this for me?
I do that all the time.
Stupid. Maybe do something stupid like with a friend of yours. Maybe start a podcast and just do it for 7 or 8 years. Just keep doing it and doing it and doing it long
somebody
after.
Somebody listens.
Long after anyone stopped paying attention or caring. Just keep doing it. And that's just one of those stupid fun things that's going to break up your life.
It'll break it up.
Like a person on a chain gang breaking up a big rock. Kendall, go ahead. I'm tired.
Be clear with other people.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, see, that's the problem. Reconsider unhealthy relationships.
Just stop and think about them.
Is this unhealthy? If I ever stopped on a normal basis and thought, is this unhealthy?
Oh,
I would be way less fat.
How different would our lives be if we once stopped and said, is this healthy? Kendall, I want you to, why don't you just make a collage?
Okay, give me some paper. I'll do it right now.
Make a collage. Kendall, and what is the next segment?
What is the next segment?
Speaking of things I'd like to throw to, the next segment. Oh, Kendall, do you have a minute?
Oh, Cliff, I have just about a minute.
Do you have a minute for some media?
Sure. Let's hear some media. I'd love to hear some media.
Do you, hold on, Kendall. Do you have a minute?
I got a minute.
For some media.
I do.
All right. Oh, Kendall.
Oh, time for Cliff's media.
Here we are. Kendall, this sounds like something you would have enjoyed. Tell me, have you watched this? Did you enjoy this? It was a 6-hour National Geographic documentary called The 90s, The Last Great Decade? Did you watch this?
Oh, I don't know if I've seen the 80s or 90s. I didn't know there was one for the 90s.
The 90s, it's about Bill Clinton, I guess, and OJ.
I'll watch it.
Would you watch it? Because I just feel like the last great decade, what are we just supposed to give up?
I have.
Is that just it? That's just it. That's just Nat Geo saying give up.
No, because one day there'll be a 6-hour marathon about the teens.
Teens. The teens. I'm not watching the stupid thing about the teens. Speaking of teens, a lot of them went out in droves last week to the movie theaters.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds like the exhaust from Megatron.
That was the sound of them running out in droves.
That was the drive. Oh, the Transformers Age of whatever. What's this one called?
Age of Doom. I don't know. Age of the Machine.
Age of Darkness, right? I don't know. Prince of Darkness. Kendall, do you know this? Transformers 4.
I don't.
It has set the world on fire faster than an Autobot can change from a Toyota into one of those big, tall metal guys. Paramount has announced that they are making not one, but seven more Transformers movies.
What?
With a combined budget of over $3 billion. You know, that's enough to end global hunger, poverty, and to pay off my student loans. No, they haven't really announced that, but I'm sure that they will.
I thought you were serious.
I'm sure they will, and I just wanted to get the scoop.
I almost had a heart attack. I was like, does the world need that many Transformers?
They're going to make them. We're going to play this clip 7 movies from now.
Oh, you know we will.
When Transformers 11 comes out. Kendall, for the rest of my minute now, I'd like to take
the rest of your minute.
My media minute. Kendall, do you have a minute?
I did.
What the hell are you so busy doing?
I'm so busy over here.
Kendall, I just want to take the rest of my minute and devote it to something that, you know, I did sprain my ankle when I was roller skating when Mrs. Potter Butter turned just a few weeks ago. And one of the days when I was just laid up in pain and nobody would come and bring me food except for the pizza guy, I watched Mamma Mia. Did you ever see Mamma Mia?
I didn't.
Oh, Kendall. Well,
Mamma Mia.
I'm giving my belated Mamma Mia movie review as part of the media minute. Kendall, it was 2008 when this movie came out. And I don't know why you're waiting. What's the wait for to see this movie?
I've been busy.
I have to tell you that when you watch it, you will think, you'll start thinking, this is so stupid. And it is. It is one of the stupidest movies that you'll ever just
love.
Kendall, because it's so dumb, and but you're won over. And you get into the groove of all the ABBA songs, you know, and I don't know, I give it 2 double chins way up. Kendall, way it's so clappy. Good. It's so good.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
I'll have to check it out.
I'm going to go check it out right now from the library. I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
This blockage in my bowels is about to be washed out. There's only one thing that'll do, fiber. And when you wanna be clean, you know the kind of clean I mean, there's only one solution for you. It's fiber. Something called fiber. I know that it will make you do. Fiber is the one for your bowels. It's gonna clean them all out. Fiber is the way to go.
How much fiber do you get every day? Is it enough?
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
No more dumb.
Yes, more dumb.
No more drama.
Yes.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
We're back
and drama free.
All right, whatever. I did look. I looked out the back window and I saw Austin. He is just out there
hoeing away,
not hoeing. I don't know where you were looking. He was not.
I wasn't
hoeing.
Looking. I was saying, was he hoeing away?
No, he's not hoeing away. That's what I would have said if you hadn't started talking in the middle of what I was saying. He is not hoeing away. And so I said, get to hoeing. And he just was tweeting something. I don't know.
We should read his tweets later.
It's blocked. It's a blocked Twitter feed. He's blocked. I keep trying to send one of the requests. And he says, I didn't get it. Send it again. And I don't know.
Well, Cliff, I want to do something else right now.
Oh, Kendall, it's the segment where we list celebrities and we say if we would want to have consensual intercourse with them. Mm-hmm. Would we want to build a life together? Not marry, because marry just sounds so restrictive to me. Or would you want to just put them down humanely, just put them out of their and our misery?
I just went through the legal department very carefully.
Legal loves it. They love it down in legal. And oh my God, is that... Oh, that's Dolores. Oh, do you think she would come Dolores in and do this with us?
I don't... She might not.
Let's see if... Hey, Dolores? Dolores, would you mind coming in and doing this
only segment because with I'm us? On hiatus. The show is on hiatus.
We have missed your show so much.
Okay. We have been missing it every night. We really hate the way it's on hiatus. Mm-hmm. So this is a segment where we give you a list of celebs and you do tell us which of those three things that you would do to them.
Okay. What three things? I didn't remember. You just brought me in the womb.
Oh right. Okay. I thought maybe they were playing it out there.
It's unprofessionalism. I agree to help, and Kendall, as soon as stop. I walk in the door, I regret that I helped you.
Kendall is to blame for all of it. This is where you would regret it
as soon as it happens. I'm just.
You would have consensual
let's just
sex,
get through it. Okay,
or build a life together, or put them down humanely.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'd put both of you down. If I had the choice.
I would too, yeah, but with Kendall.
Yeah.
All right. So
more so Kendall.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Dolores. Mm-hmm. These three: Mikhail Gorbachev, Mikhail Baryshnikov, and Mikhail London.
Who is Mikhail London
from Little House on the Prairie?
Oh my God! Okay, Michael London.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael London. I would consensual.
Okay.
Mikhail Baryshnikov. No, he would be consensual.
Uh huh.
Who else do I have?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Gorbachev, humanely.
Humanely, okay. Put him down.
Okay. And what was the other one?
Build a life together with.
Michael London.
All right, there you have it.
Excellent, excellent choices.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, so I have one for you, Dolores. Usher, Michael Keaton, and Charlie Sheen.
Oh, okay.
I know it's a tough one.
Michael Keaton, I would build a life with.
All right.
Usher, consent.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen, I'll put him down.
There you go.
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
Okay.
All right, Dolores. Bill Cosby, Billy Dee Williams, and Billie Holiday.
Okay. Let's see. Billie Holiday, I guess I'd have to put her down.
Let her go.
Billy Dee Williams. Build a life with.
There you go.
And the other one, I guess, consent. Those were not good.
Oh, Bill Cosby. Yeah. Bone session.
Deal open.
All right.
All right. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, or Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'd have to put Tom Cruise down. Humanely.
Let him float into the atmosphere.
Yeah. Back and then. Who are my.
Brad Pitt and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Brad Pitt, build a life with, because he's a great dad, and of course I've got 13 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Jake Gyllenhaal would have to be a quickie.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Quickie with Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Oh, Kendall, I make it a longie.
All right, Dolores, last
Come
one.
Come on, I've got it. Come on.
Last one.
All right, so you got Connie Chung, Katie Couric, and Jane Pauley.
Okay, Connie Chung, I'd have to put down.
There you go.
Katie Couric, build a life.
There you go.
Maybe Jane Pauley, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely correct all the way around.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Dolores, again, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
You.
We know that you're very busy.
It is so kind of you to come and spend any amount of time
with
us.
Well, I need my people to contact your people because I feel like I need some type of compensation.
Well,
Mr. Snob out of him right on
it. I continue doing this for free.
We are telling all our listeners to listen to your show. We love you.
I don't need you to tell my people listen to me. I don't need that.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to imply that.
You need me.
We definitely need you.
And Kendall, we're through. Thank you.
That's it.
You just disrespected me. There is nothing you can do to help Dolores.
Dolores, we thank you. When our producer
will
get him on the pay.
I'm out. Bye.
Oh. You know, we were starting to get along so well. I thought things were a lot better.
Kendall, you are so official.
Kendall, I don't know what all this.
Cliff is terrible. I offend her all the time.
Well, Kendall, you offend me all the time, too. I've just gotten a lot better at not letting you see it. You are offensive, and I'm, you know, we all have days. My mama said there'd be days like this. I don't know what. Your mama used to tell you.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. My mama said there will be movies like Mamma Mia. And you just have to roll on.
Roll with it. I don't know. Why is she so mad?
Kendall, life has turned us all a lot of ways we never thought we would be.
Well, they need a self-help episode, Cliff.
We're all just like those windsocks. Twisting in the breeze.
Twisted in the breeze.
We're dust in the wind, Kendall.
You know, I've gotten so old and fat. Oh, I have to hear that all the time. I've got so old and fat.
Yeah, you really have. I've been meaning to talk to you about how old and fat you've got, Kendall. It's very disturbing.
One person a day talks to me about it.
And that's because everybody else is holding back.
Whenever I hear that song, Dust in the Wind, I like start tearing up. Because I'm like, oh, life, why does life matter? I think of that commercial where the...
Doesn't.
It's just awful.
So what commercial? All commercials make me feel that
way. No, they're with that song. And it had a song. It was about a truck. And
was it about a dust buster?
It was so sad, whatever it was.
Google it. Oh, it's
so sad.
Because I want to help some people.
Don't you want to help some people? I feel like that's the best part of our job.
We've said it before.
If you're ever down, just help some people. How about it?
You got questions. We got answers.
Oh, Kendall, do you have a letter over there?
Oh, well, I just happen to have a letter.
All right.
I did come prepared.
Okay, that's a shock. Just kidding.
Yeah, give me one guest host.
I'm just laying some razzin on Kendall today.
All right, here we go.
For fun. It's a fun way to break up your life.
Aren't we having so much fun?
Add fun to reduce dramatic situations. Just give a good razz.
It's the comedy. It's comedy in life.
It's comedy.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah, it's so hot in the studio.
I know. What has happened? Well, Charles is not even
Charles
to
is
fix
gone, so we can't even ask him. Gosh.
I know. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am being married in a couple of months.
Big mistake.
My biggest worry.
Don't. You can just stop right there. Don't.
Oh, help somebody already.
Don't.
Cliff, my biggest worry is that my sister Virginia will do something to ruin my wedding day. She has never been able to handle not being the center of attention and has caused more scenes and dropped more bombshells than I can count.
Gross.
She announced her engagement to a man she had met 2 weeks early on Thanksgiving. She eloped with him on New Year's Eve and then divorced him in a hurry so she could marry husband number two in time for Valentine's Day. She has started screaming matches in the middle of Christmas dinners, and she and one of her boyfriends had a knockdown, drag-out fight at a relative's wedding reception that embarrassed our entire family. So anyway, I'm seriously considering eloping because I don't want any other way to avoid having Virginia attend my wedding. And the sad part is I will regret not having my parents, family, friends around me on the happy day. Any advice I can have my wedding cake and eat it too? And that signed bride-to-be in Georgia, Cliff.
Don't invite her to the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
There you go.
Problem solved.
I mean, what else would you do? Don't invite her.
It's the only way you can. Or, like, just talk to her and say, look, you can't come to my wedding because you're crazy.
No, talking is overrated. Mm-hmm. Talk is cheap. And just text her. Send her a text. Hey, don't come to the wedding. And you know what? If you assume that she'll do something nutty in response, she will. And you'll feel gratified that you called that one. And then, hey, you move on about your life.
It's the 21st century. Text her.
Come on. Text. Okay, Kendall, I've got... Oh, this is what I was fanning myself with. Oh. Here's this letter.
Whew. It is so hot.
What is the thermostat? Go look at what is the thermostat set on over there.
It won't come on.
Oh my god.
It's got grease all over it. Charles must have been fooling with it again.
Oh, probably. You know, I saw him sitting. He was eating a 40-piece chicken wing box. On the hood of his car earlier this morning before they left. And
it's too hot outside to be eating chicken on your car.
It was 6 a.m. It wasn't that hot. Okay, let me... I really want to just keep fanning myself. And not... Right. Okay. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I need some advice on how to handle a delicate situation at work. Because it's starting to get to me.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. One of my coworkers, Nikki, is overweight. Oh, God.
What a bitch.
She's been dieting and having some success with it. I support her efforts and I'm happy for her becoming less tubby.
Oh.
She keeps walking around doing
that. However, she constantly makes comments to me and about me. I often hear her comparing our looks, and I have heard her saying that we wear the same size. Cliff and Kendall, we do not. We do not. As with many women, I struggle to maintain a positive body image. Nikki's constant comparisons are now shaking my confidence. Cliff and Kendall, it's the persistence of her remarks that's getting to me, not the untruthfulness. I don't understand why she feels it's appropriate to comment on my body size or looks. I didn't ask to be used as a benchmark for her freaking weight loss. Should I say something or keep my big fat pie hole, which I don't even eat pie with, shut? And that sign, normal gal in Nepal.
Well, I don't know whether to say that she shouldn't be calling you fat, or I should be saying, are you really skinny? And in that case, I hate you. And I don't care what anybody says to you.
Maybe she's really just in denial about how fat she is.
Maybe she is. I mean...
Listen, I know something about that.
I already think I'm fat, and I'm already denying that I'm even fatter.
I've had several of those come-to-the-dow moments in the Busheltown Pants Deep.
Wake up, girl!
When the universe just tries to wake me up. Kendall, it is just so hot in the studio.
It's so hot, Cliff.
And that is so sad.
It is so sad. I'm so sad of the heat. I'm so sad for all the fat people in the world.
I just want to give a shout out to the obese. If you're obese and listening to this show, odds are, if you're listening to this show, you probably are. What could you possibly identify with if you're not? If you're obese listening to this show, we just want to say, hey, when you're having those moments and you pick up like rolls of your own body and just pools of sweat just right out. We know.
Can't even wear pants. They'd be soaking wet by the end of the day.
We've been there. We are there. We're living in hell.
And it feels like it. If you're living in hell, check out cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. There's plenty of company. Facebook.com.
Go and binge listen to the show.
Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Sure. Or call us 818-308-4FAT. We'll take your call. We'll have Dr. Blather standing by to help you if you're really fat like us.
We'll give you his email address.
Cliff, I've never traveled without my diary. One should always have something sensational to read on the train. And that was Oscar Wilde that said that.
Love it. Kendall, love it. No one heals themselves by harming another. And that was an unknown Arthur.
My favorite of Arthur's. All the world's a stage, and most of us are desperately unrehearsed. And that was Sean O'Casey.
Oh, Sean. All right, Kendall. Oh, there's the fax machine that's going off over there. All right. Let's see. It says, attention, local news outlets.
There's another bear.
It's another bear. Oh, I wish that I missed that bear. Whatever happened? Did they let him go back?
I think they put him down.
No, no!
I mean, not put him down to die. Put him down to tranquilize him. Carry him out to the woods.
I lost track of him after he left the studio. Mm-hmm. If you're out there, I just want to give you a shout out.
Pizza just got into the door.
Sorry, it says local news outlets. The Mount Fjord Valley Cave is... Oh my God, it suffered a massive cave-in.
Is that where they are? Is that where Mrs. Potabot and Mrs. Snowbottom are?
Yes, is everyone alive and in surrounding areas are presumed dead.
What?
They're dead.